الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله And the final prophet of Allah Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said When the day of Thursday arrives Allah Almighty sends angels who have silver paper and pens of gold. They write down those who recite salat upon me, those who recite durood upon me in abundance on the day of Thursday and the night of Friday. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's make some good intentions before proceeding further with the bayan. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayru min amali. The intention of a moment is better than his action. Let's add further to our good intention that I will listen to the bayan attentively and whenever sallu ala al-habib, uskurullah, tubu ilallah is called out, I will reply with intention of gaining reward, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Many years ago, there was a city in Rome at the edge of Arabian Sea called Afsos. The city was under the rule of Doqianus. He would engage in polytheism himself and also forced others to do the same. He would oppress those who would refuse to do so and inflict punishment upon them. The people of faith would hide to remain safe from his oppression and save their faith. One group of believers feared that Doqianus would capture them one day and force them into polytheism. With this danger in mind, they decided to leave the city and fled. On the way, they met a shepherd who was fleeing the city to safeguard his faith as well. He also had a dog with him. The shepherd and his dog joined them. There was a cave on the way, which they took as their dwelling. And they lay down to rest. After lying down inside the cave, many strange and wondrous events took place with them. They slept in the cave for 309 years, and when they woke up after 309 years, their bodies were intact, their clothes were intact, and their dog was in the same position as well. When Doqianus found out that some people have fled the city and are living in the cave to free themselves, to save themselves from polytheism, he gave the command, he gave an order to build a wall at the entrance of the cave so that they can never come out of it and die inside restlessly. The person who was given the responsibility of building the wall by Doqianus was a pious individual. He could not get this decision overturned, hence he wrote the names of the people of the cave on a tablet along with some details and placed it in a box. Then he preserved that box in foundation of that wall. 309 years later, when the Ashabi Kahf woke up with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the reign of a pious and righteous king known as Baydrus. The story of Ashabi Kahf, that is the people of the cave, has been mentioned in the 15th part of the Quran in the 9th verse of Surah Al-Kahf in the following manner. Did you know that the people of the cave and people on the edge of the forest were a wonderful sign of ours? Dear viewers of Madani channel, you just heard that Ashabi Kahf were so concerned in relation to the protection of their faith that they rejected the invitation of polytheism by the king Doqianus and fled to the cave in order to stay safe from his oppression and tyranny and to remain steadfast upon their faith. This is the reason why the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was showered upon them. They were enveloped with divine grace and mercy and remained under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for over 3 centuries. The passing of time did not have an effect upon them, and it was as though time had stopped for them. When they woke up 309 years later, they were still young, fresh and full of life, and in this way Allah Almighty made them his wondrous sign. Regarding the account of Ashabi Kahf, the commentator of Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, writes, two rulings are derived from this account. One is that the saintly miracles of the awliya are true. The Ashabi Kahf are the awliyas of Bani Israel. Staying alive for such a long period of time without eating or drinking anything is saintly miracle. The second thing deduced from this is that the miracle of a saint can also manifest while he is sleeping and after his passing as well. The earth not consuming the bodies of these awliya is also a saintly miracle. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is an immense favor of Allah Almighty that he made us amongst the ummah of his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and blessed us with the treasure of Islam, with the treasure of Iman. There's no doubt in the fact that this is a great fortune that Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we are Muslims. However, alongside this, it is also a matter of great concern that none of us has the surety whether we will stay Muslims until our last breath. The way numerous non-Muslims fortunately embrace Islam, similarly, it is ma'azallah proven for many unfortunate Muslims to have left the folds of Islam. In a long hadith, our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated the following: the children of Adam have been created in different groups. Among them is some born as Muslims, lived as Muslims, and also pass away as Muslims. Some born as believers, live as believers, but pass away on disbelief. And some born as non-Muslim, lived as non-Muslim, and passed away as believer. We come to know that true success does not imply that one only be a believer and Muslim in this world. Rather, in addition to this, true success lies in keeping one's faith intact, keeping one's faith safeguarded at the time of death. This has been explicitly highlighted in the following hadith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, that is, every person will be resurrected in the state he passes away in. Under this hadith, the commentator of Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, writes, that is, the end is the determining factor. If someone passes away on disbelief, then he will be resurrected upon disbelief too. Even if he remained as a disbeliever during his lifetime, and if he passes away on faith, then he will be resurrected upon faith, even if he lived as a non-Muslim during his lifetime. Dear viewers of Madan Channel, we should do the following. Continue to pray gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon receiving the treasure of Iman, receiving the treasure of faith. Keep supplicating to remain steadfast upon Iman throughout our life. Acquire Islamic knowledge in order to protect our faith. Avoid loose and rough usage of the tongue and utilize it for zikr, reciting durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and only for necessary conversations. Save yourself from all the matters that can lead to the destruction of faith. To remain steadfast upon faith until your last breath, offer salah, fast, and abide by the sharia steadfastly. Keep performing the action that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in order to attain steadfastness upon faith. For steadfastness upon Iman, refrain from the act that displeases Almighty Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at all times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Translation from Kanzul Iman: O believers, fear Allah as He should be rightfully feared, and never die but as Muslim. Under this verse, it is stated in Tafsir Nurul Irfan, this implies that the determining factor is to pass away on Islam. If one remains a believer throughout his life and becomes a non-Muslim at the time of death, then he is actually a non-Muslim. Under another verse of similar meaning, the Honorable Mufti Saab writes the following: we come to know that accomplishment does not lie in being a Muslim, but to die as a Muslim. Remember, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, attaining the necessary knowledge regarding faith and disbelief, in fact, knowing all those Islamic beliefs through which one becomes a firm Muslim, is important. We cannot close our eyes to the oncoming traffic and expect no one's going to hit us. We have to open our eyes. We have to be diligent. We have to know what's coming around us. Shaitan is after us. There are so many factors around us that want to take our Iman away. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have to learn all those factors that will help safeguard our Iman and then adopt them. And in order for us to do so, we need to learn. We need to learn Islamic knowledge. We need to travel in Madani Qaflas. We need to attend weekly Ijtimas. Adopt the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. This is one of the great ways, this is one of the blessed ways that will, inshallah Azza wa Jal, will protect our Iman from Shaitan. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Yusuf bin Athbat rahmatullahi ta'ala states, I was once present with Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala. He spent the entire night crying. I inquired, are you crying from the fear of sins? He picked up a straw and said, sins hold less weight than this straw in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. I am fearful of my faith being snatched away from me. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. سیدنا امام محمد غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ reports the following about him. سیدنا سفیان ثوری رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ began to cry and scream at the time of death. The people tried to reassure him by saying, Ya Sayyidi, do not worry, focus on the mercy of Allah Almighty. He rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, The fear of a bad end is making me cry. If I receive a guarantee of death upon faith, then I'm not concerned about having sins equivalent to the mountain when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ibn Abu Jamila rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, While seeing off Sayyidina Raja rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, an individual said, O Abu Miqdam, may Allah protect you. He rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, O my nephew, make dua for the protection of my faith, not my life. O devotees of awliya, Sayyidina Ghawse Adam rahmatullahi ta'ala is the king of awliya. But he said a few couplets on the day of Eid, which translates into, people are saying, tomorrow is Eid, tomorrow is Eid, and everyone is joyous. But Eid for me will be the day on which I leave this world with my faith intact. The honorable saints, the awliya, would remain in the fear of their faith being taken away from them. Despite worshipping excessively, they would avoid action and speech that would displease Allah Almighty. They would ask others to pray for their death upon faith. They would shed tears worrying about preservation of their faith. Someone complained to Sayyidina Abdullah Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Thieves have stolen all the wealth from my house. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh replied, Had shaitan entered your heart and stolen your faith, what would you do then? If only we would follow the footstep of our pious predecessors and cry in the fear of Almighty Allah, cry for death upon faith and shed tears out of fear of bad end, weep in the remembrance of Allah Almighty, weep in the love of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, become restless out for longing for Medina, plea for the attainment of Jannatul Baqi, cry over mistakes and seek forgiveness and make sincere repentance. Dear viewers of Madani channel, strengthen your relation with pious people, seek knowledge, abstain from sins, attain steadfastness on good deeds, study the lives of those who possessed perfect faith, avoid useless speech, remain cautious in the matter of religion, make abundant dua, make spiritual litanies a part of your schedule. And by spiritual litanies means awrad, make awrad a part of daily schedule. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the virtue of this, inshallah, we'll be able to protect our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman. Ameen, bijahin nabiyin ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.